Hey there, everybody, and welcome to a special July 4th edition of the Android Central Podcast. I'm Phil Nickinson, editor of AndroidCentral.com, and we're going to do things a little differently this week. So we're not going to do a normal show. We're obviously not doing it live. We're not even doing video because, frankly, it's a holiday, right? And we've had a lot of holidays. Our Canadian friends have had holidays this week, too. So this week, we're going to do something a little special, and we've got the developer of Falcon Pro on. Jerry and I sat down with him for a little chat via Skype, and Joaquin was very gracious to give us a good half hour of his time and explain where things have been with Falcon Pro, because it's been a great app for a long time. Kind of seemingly came out of nowhere a little bit, and, born from a widget, and then became a full-fledged app. And it was one of probably the bigger ones to run up against Twitter's new API requirements that limit the number of users that it can have. And it's just been a big pain for a lot of people, right? And I know there are a lot of fans of Falcon Pro out there. I've been one of them. So thank you to Joaquin for giving us a few minutes of his time here. And enjoy. And we'll be back with a regular live podcast probably next week. Cool. So we are here with Joaquin from Falcon Pro, the Falcon Pro developer, the excellent app. Thank you for joining us. It's fairly early in the morning here on July 4th in the U.S. You are over in France, right?
Yeah, I'm in France. It's about 5 p.m. here, so pretty awake.
Nice. Well, thank you for taking the time to speak with Jerry and myself here. So as we were talking about a minute ago, a couple reasons I wanted to have you on. First of all, love Falcon Pro. I think it's a great app. One of the better Twitter clients out there, and has certainly been one that I've used in my ever rotating stable of Twitter clients. And you've probably been one of the most prominent developers to run up against Twitter's new API rules. Can you give us a little bit of background of kind of where things changed over the past 6 months, just so people can understand what it is we're talking about here?
Right. So actually, when I started developing Twitter apps, because before Falcon Pro, I made the Falcon widget. Mm-hmm. When I was developing that, Twitter had the good idea to announce that from now on, all new clients will be limited to 100,000 unique users per application. So that was a bit of a bummer because I had many, many plans with that platform, which I absolutely love and is so developer-friendly, or at least it used to be, I had so many ideas I wanted to do. But when they announced that, well, I thought, clearly they don't want people like me making more clients. But the thing is, 100,000 at the time, it seemed pretty big for me. I thought, well, because the thing is, during the widget, all the users of the widget were keep repeating and repeating, dude, why don't you make a Twitter app? You have everything. You made the widget that does everything. Well, make an app. And they kept insisting. So I decided to give it a go. And I thought, well, 100,000 users. Okay. Well, if I do a paid app and I get 100,000 users, then I'll be pretty happy with that. So. I thought let's try to do something, and it turned out pretty good. So and the user base grew super, super fast, much faster than I expected. So that's how I am today. A bit blocked.
Twitter announced these changes in August. It looks like it was August 16th. The way I read their blog post was that any app developed after that date, after August 16th, would be subject to these new API rules, which didn't actually go into effect till pretty recently, right? As far as being able to call to their database. But you soldiered on anyway. I mean, we saw a couple of Twitter clients, TweetLanes from Chris Lacey, who's a great developer, and we all know Chris. We saw TweetLanes not entirely fold up shop, but he ended up open sourcing the code, which is awesome, but not the same as doing a full-fledged, development cycle, right? So really, that didn't dispel you from ceasing production at that point?
Well, the thing is, when when they announced it, so in back in August last year, I haven't even started the app. I started in November, and as I said, I mean, I the Twitlane's announcement, I think it was later than that, mm-hmm. or was it? I'm not sure. Yeah, as I said, people are asking me, hey, make a Twitter app. I think it's going to be awesome. We love Falcon. And, well, there was still 100,000 users to make happy. And so I thought, well, let's try, you know. That doesn't cost me anything. I have my day job. This is just a side project for me. I do it at night and weekends. So I thought, what's stopping me, really? Okay, if I get to 100,000, it will be a big success for me. So we'll see then. That's what I thought when I started.
Yeah.
And well, turns out it came much quicker than I thought. But the result is there. I achieved what I wanted. I got 100,000 users. I got quite good reputation now, and I made some money. So what else is there to ask? I'm not regretting anything, really. Now, the only thing is the ending of it, which was a bit harsh, maybe, because it comes, you don't know what day it's going to come. So when it comes, you have to be ready to react.
Jerry, you sound like you got something on the tip of your tongue there.
Oh, I just I wanted to go back to what Joaquin was saying when he was first telling us his story. That, I think that's the biggest problem with me is Twitter used to be so developer friendly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I mean, and really, Phil, it's, you know, I'm not a big programmer anymore, but even I can make a Twitter app. Yeah. And have it. They were very developer friendly, and then they made a turnaround.
Here's what did it for me was reading over the new API requirements. It basically said if you need to go over those 100,000 tokens, you will have to contact us for permission, which to me made it sound like you could at least plead your case or something, that we might see somebody be able to continue gaining new users after that. And that just hasn't been the case. Do we know of anybody who's been able to do that?
I haven't heard of any, but it's true that that little clause there gave me hope that if I ever get to the limit, I could talk with these guys. I mean, if it's really successful, then they would talk to me, right? And turns out they didn't really, I mean, they don't really care, I think. So.
Where do we stand, Jerry, where do you think we stand as far as end users? I mean, is it, and this was kind of my point that I don't think I explained or articulated necessarily very well. As end users, is it fair to us to use an app that has not necessarily a shelf life, but it has this big elephant hanging over it, right? That's how I feel when I see a new Twitter client now, especially if it's really cool, because it's like, well, okay, but how long is it going to be around before Twitter does something? And this is no fault of the developer, but how long before Twitter puts the kibosh on it one way or another?
Well, exactly. That's I'll say it. Falcon Pro is probably the best Twitter, you know, app that I've used and I've seen. And it's a shame that you know, tomorrow the average Android user won't be able to use Falcon Pro and instead will have to use, you know, another offering from somebody else that may not be done as well. And, you know, I hate to say that Twitter wants to stifle their own competition. I'm not going to go and say that.
I will.
Well, I mean, I don't know that for a fact. I may think it, but I don't know it.
Okay.
But it is really, I you would think that they would want their experience to be available to as many people as possible. And an app like Falcon Pro that, you know, clearly it's what the users like. And this is a great example. Joaquin, you can tell he's a user, an Android user, and he built this app, not just a developer who uses everything and doesn't care. That's the experience that the rest of the users want. And Twitter holds that back, and it's ridiculous. It's really, well, Phil, you know, I'm boycotting Twitter because of this. I do not like it when people are unfair. That's just how I am. So I'm off Twitter.
I wish I had that option.
Yeah, because there's also this thing about Android. I love Android, and I'm very proud of my platform. And as a developer, I want to I want to be able to, you know, show off. I want to come in a group of iPhone users and be like, hey, look at this app. Look at how smooth it is. Because a year ago, the iPhone users were laughing at us because they have all the good apps. And I thought, we've got to stop that. I want good apps as well. And it starts with a Twitter client because that's what I use most on my phone. And we didn't. I mean, a year ago, we just didn't have a really impressive and sexy Twitter app. So so that was lacking. And I wanted to do that. And that's why I when they asked me, hey, when are you developing for iPhone? So I'm, you know, right now it's Team Android all the way. I mean, I want Android users to feel proud of the platform, and I want Android to grow. And I'd love to make apps that justified buying an Android phone. You know, that's like between the in the console wars, the PS4 and the Xbox One, the one that has most exclusive games is gonna get all the sales, right? Well, it's the same with Android and iPhone. I think if we had more Android exclusivities like that, which are awesome, well, Android is just gonna crush the competition. That's what I want.
And you would think that Twitter would want this as well. You know, well, they want all the platforms to be popular, but
yeah, clearly Twitter as the same problem Facebook has is that all their employees uses iPhones.
Yeah,
you can feel it. It's just, or and also just like Facebook, they're a web company. You can feel that as well. They just don't get mobile. I think. I mean, it's what really made me start developing Falcon in the first place. It was that I was so frustrated that I had to get out of my Twitter app to read a link from a tweet. I mean, usually when you get tweets like, hey, check out this article, it's awesome, and you're like in the metro or something and you cannot load it because it's so slow and you have to get out of the app and launch Chrome and do everything. That's just unbelievable that it took them so long to at least add the snippet of the article in the app. I mean, that's just the minimum. And so that frustration was building up so much that I had to do something about it.
What Twitter apps did you use before Falcon? I mean, because obviously you used Twitter too. Did you use the stock Twitter app when it was really bad? Did you use something old?
I never used the stock Twitter app. I was on TweetDeck.
Mm-hmm.
And a little bit of Plume, but... I met the Plume developer, so he's gonna hate me for this. But I was finding it a bit ugly, like the design. I didn't like the design of it. So you know, for something that you use most on your phone, you want it to look good. And TweetDeck was great, but again, it didn't have any previews, so I had to get out of the app to read anything interesting. And that's what I use Twitter for, to read articles, really. And to keep informed, to be on top of the news. And so Twitter was great, but it was lacking, and it was a bit boring as well because you couldn't customize it at all. That's another thing that Android has and that every app should embrace. You need to have a little bit of customization. You wanna renew the impression of having a new app, you know, just by changing themes or changing colors, just changing some animations from something. So if the app is exactly the same for a year, you'll get bored of it and you'll change eventually.
Did you approach Falcon as a design endeavor in, oh, by the way, it does Twitter, or did you do it more from a functionality standpoint and then, oh, by the way, here's the design, which actually I thought was really good?
Well, the design, really, I did it from holding my phone and thinking, what would I like to have? Like, how could I have everything handy and quick? And also different from the rest. That was very, very important because when I started Falcon, there was already so many Twitter apps, and they were doing all the same kind of navigation with the columns. And of course, when you think columns, it's for Twitter, it's adapted. But I thought,
I think it's worth
something different, right?
While we're talking design, I think it's worth mentioning that you got a lot of attention from the Googlers when you first released too, right? And they kind of dove into a little bit and suggested some things which you were able to turn around really quickly, right?
Yeah, it was Romain Guy, Google developer on Android. I met him actually before, and I was very, very pleased that he took my app as an example of bad habits.
You said it, not me, but I learned a lot from watching that video.
It was a good example. You could tell he liked the app,
right.
So yeah. That worked really well.
No, so it was very positive, and also gave me a bit of publicity, of course. When I read that article right away, I got back on my code and try and make it. It was about the smoothness and just responsiveness of the app, and I learned so much in just that one day by reading that article.
That's why I love Android. It's stuff like that, and especially for me as a I'm not a coder, as everybody knows, but to see the pieces like that and to see Google helping the developers, improve the code in how quickly, and I'm not going to say easily because none of it's easy, but how Android working together like that between the people who actually design, develop the OS and the people who make the app, to me, it's just incredible. It makes me all warm and fuzzy. You guys know how I hate that. So where do we stand now on Falcon Pro? Let's kind of fast forward a little bit to maybe the past few weeks. So where I started getting a little confused is how the tokens work, and then what led you to have to pull it from... Actually, I understand why it was pulled from Google Play, but can you just walk me through that the last month or so and what happened once you hit that ceiling and what you had to do to try to keep the experience as good as you could?
Okay, so the first bump that I had with the tokens was like 4 months after release. So I had the typical... message when people were trying to log in, this app cannot authenticate more users at this time. So that means that 100,000 users logged in into the app. That's it. And so maybe they're not using it at the moment, but as soon as they're logged in, they used one token. It's one token per account. So at that time, there was a lot of piracy. Google Play was showing me that I only had like 40,000 actual users, and the rest were just squatting. So at that time, I contacted Twitter, and they said that I wasn't allowed more tokens because I was replicating the core experience, et cetera, et cetera. So I decided, clearly they weren't helping, so I thought, well, I'm on my own here. What can I do? And the first thing that came to mind is, well, I can create a new app on the Twitter developer console, and that would allow me to have 100,000 new logins. But I'm not, that would replace my current app keys. So what I did is I just released an update, asked everyone to log out and to log back with the new keys. On top of that, I added security to the app so that all the 60,000 pirates couldn't get back in the app. So that worked pretty well for a few months, I'd say 3 months. And then I hit the 100,000 again. But that time, it wasn't that much pirates because Google Play was showing me 70,000 sales. So that's pretty much almost maxed, right? And at that time, that's where I made, I think, my biggest mistake, because it was during DroidCon Paris, and I was giving a talk at DroidCon Paris on it was Monday, Tuesday. I was giving my talk on Tuesday, and the token limit happened on Monday morning. So while I was at DroidCon, so I was a bit distracted. I thought, oh, it's happening again. Well, let's just do another reset quickly so I can free up all the tokens that people are not using. So that would be for people that, tried the app, but are not using it anymore.
Right.
And so I thought, well, that would buy me some time. And the actual active users, they would be able to get back in and everything would be fine. But turns out I didn't think it that much because I forgot about the multi-users. Multi-users was a feature that I added like a few days before, and I didn't limit that. So when I did that reset on Monday, just so I can do my conference the next day in peace, 24 hours later, the limit was reached again, 100,000 logins in 24 hours. So then I knew I had a problem, that it couldn't just keep going like that. And as I told you, this is like a side project, you know. And I'm just, you know, improvising when it happens. I'm not an expert on anything. It's the first app that has a big success like that. So I'm just doing what I think is right in the right moment. So at that time, I just decided to remove the app from the Play Store so that nobody can, no new users can get in, and take time to figure out what I could do. I contacted Twitter again, got the same response. I was replicating the core experience, not bringing any new features, blah, blah, blah. So, and this time the message said also that I should be careful, well, not careful, but that if I attempt to get more tokens, I could get banned, blah, 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 which is pretty much what's on their terms of service. So I decided, well, it's not looking really good for me right now. So I kept quiet for a while, and I thought methodically of a plan or what I could do, because I love this project, and it's something that I use every day, and people seem really active in the communities, and me tweets on Google+, on emails and stuff. It was a bit disappointing to leave it like that, especially after all the hard work that I gave. So I managed at least to get all the users, the existing users, on the app by giving the old version just before the reset. So more or less I managed to get all the existing users there, but still the end wasn't right, at least to me. So, and also, yeah, the app was having some problems with the there was a bug with the Instapaper feature, which I absolutely love. So I was keep working on it. I fixed that bug and I added a few stuff, but I couldn't figure out a way to give away the app for existing users without making new users want to come in and, you know, making it all very confusing. So I may have done something a bit bold, but at least I consider it as a nicer ending. I just put the app for free on the website.
You're bringing us up to this week, right? This is where we're at now?
Yeah, this is all happened in the past 2 weeks. Well, really, I kept quiet for like 2 weeks while I was working a bit on the app and thinking of a way to do it. And so I put the app for free on a website with the updates, and I didn't do any app token reset or anything. If you wanted to log into the app, you had to have the user the token from before. It means if you already use the app, you can update with this version and keep using it, and it's fine. And most importantly, if you uninstall or wipe your phone or anything, you know where to get it. It's from that website, which is getfalcon.pro.
So that'll work for me now because I have a token from before. I can go and download that. Again, it's outside Google Play, but which actually, Jerry, we're going to have a caveat there, because Jerry's about to put up a big piece saying, only download from Google Play.
Yeah, I thought about that. People are going to be maybe scared that there's something wrong in there because it's not coming from Google Play and stuff, which really is fine, because I'm not looking for new users anymore. That's why I'm not putting it on Google Play. I don't want it to come up in the searches and stuff, because really I'm not. I've reached the limit. I'm not supposed to have new users.
Right.
So that's why it's there for people who know the app, who want to get it back, who want to see if there's anything new, and I really, really, really can't live without the app. At least they have a way to get it back.
There's also, I'm not sure how much we want to talk about this, but you threw in kind of a little, it's not an Easter egg, but a hidden how to log in feature.
And I love it.
you can spoil how to do it if you want, or you can try to figure it out yourself. Or if you go to the Falcon Pro beta community in Google Plus, I know they've posted there how to do it. Yeah. And by the way, that community is nuts. Those guys are great.
Yeah, it's great. Really, I love the fact that with just a single app, I was able to touch so many people, and there's such a big community behind it. It's just incredible. Just me working on that nights and weekends. And so about the hidden feature, that's something that came up in the last few days, because it's so sad that, as you said, like the app is good, right? I think I've got a good app. And it's so sad that people just will never get to use it, right? And especially what I was saying before, you got an Android, you got your brand new Android phone, it's awesome and stuff, and you love Twitter, you wanna tweet like a pro. You want something that's unique to Android and that works really well. And because of all these stories, future people or people who don't know about the app, they'll never get to experience it. So I found a way to log in, to use the app without using my app keys, which is simply and purely, there's no hack or anything. You just have to make your own Twitter app. That's completely free. It's not close to anyone. You just need a Twitter account for it. And once you have a Twitter app, then you can use any client that accepts inputting your own Twitter apps, which I'm not, which other apps do as well, I think. But the little twist here, because obviously it's not the most, how would I put it?
official
way to use Twitter. I decided to make it a bit fun. I wanted to do a little experiment and see how far people were ready to go to actually use the app. And for that, I put a little mind twist in the app, and it's hidden. Well, there's a little message in the beginning saying, hey, there's something hidden here. Try and find it. And when I got this idea, I thought, man, that is brilliant. People are going to get crazy about that. And in the beginning, I made it really, really difficult, and it was so annoying. And yeah, I reduced a little bit the difficulty, but I tried it with many friends here, and my sister and family and everyone. And it took more or less people around 15 to 20 minutes to figure it out. And I thought, well, if people are ready to, for 20 minutes, try and figure out a stupid mind game just to get to use a Twitter app where there are many, many other Twitter apps, and the official one, which is free, and you can just hit download and you can use it right away. If people are ready to spend 20 minutes just to use the app, it means I've proved my point. that Twitter has work to do.
Agreed.
Any thoughts about porting over to app.net at all?
App.net is really interesting. I'm really hoping they grow a bit more, but at the moment, really, is I just don't have any many contacts there, and I don't see people being very active. Or maybe I just haven't been there in a while. But you know, when I make apps, I first make it for myself, and I think that's why they're good, because I use them every day. So as soon as I see something I don't like, gonna fix it. I'm gonna make it better. App.net I'm not using at the moment, so I'm not the motivation to make a client is not there. But you know, it's in my head. If I start to use it, I'll definitely make a good tool for it.
Do you see it ever gaining the popularity of Twitter, or maybe going off on sort of a tangent, and not just being this, you know, this database communication device, but something more, which I think is what has kind of been in the works for it anyway, right?
Well, maybe they could. I think what lacks on app.net is actually something new, because right now it's pretty much exactly the same thing as Twitter, just with less people. They should just come up with some unique features that actually grab users and make people want to join them, rather than just be the other default. If you're not on Twitter, then you can go on internet, because it's the same thing. I don't know. Plus, there's other ones. Can't remember now, but there's other like Twitter clones growing too. Some users have suggested to me, "Hey, you should do a client for that, a client for that." No one really stands out. They're all pale copies. They should do something more.
So, which do you prefer? Obviously, you love Twitter. Give me your 30-second take on Google Plus and where it's at and where you think it's going.
Okay, Google Plus. It took me so long to get onto it, really, and it's weird because they got a great client. The app is great. The web version is great. I have many people circling me, and I circled many people. Maybe that's why I didn't start as well, because I circled many people in the beginning, and it was just too messy. Like, my timeline was messy, and then I figured out how to get only people from circles and stuff. But there's something about it that I just... This just doesn't work for me, and maybe it's that there's just too much content. What I like about Twitter, and I think that's why it's so good on mobile, is that it's so condensed. Like, it's so light to read a lot of things. Like, you scroll through and you're ready to scroll through like 10 or 20 stories in one scroll. Google Plus is just usually one post per page, but when the post takes the whole screen, and yeah, there's big images and stuff, but I feel overloaded, and I think that's why I'm not into Google Plus that much, is because there's just too much. But starting with the Google Plus community thing that I did for Falcon Pro, Google Plus is starting to be more and more appealing, because I spent more time on Google Plus, and so now I figured out most stuff. I cleaned up some circles. I made it cleaner and stuff. I think if I get banned from Twitter, I know where I'll go. But let's hope that doesn't happen, right? And right. That I'm able to enjoy my favorite social network for a bit longer.
Fair enough. I think that's a fine place to probably wrap things up. Jerry, you got anything else for Joaquim? I've learned a lot, and thank you for coming on. You know, certainly has helped explain why things have happened the way they have. And again, I think Twitter's putting everybody in a bad position here. You know, I hope there's going to be a better way out of it, but man, they've just latched down hard, haven't they?
Right. Everybody needs to realize that if there's a bad guy here, it's Twitter. The developers work hard and give us apps that you know, Falcon Pro is a great example. It's wonderful. And it's Twitter that is preventing more people from using it.
So, Joaquin, thank you very much for coming on. Certainly look forward to continuing to use Falcon as much and as often as we can. And thank you for your continued development of it. I know it means a lot to everybody.
Yeah, and also to finish with about that, also the reason why I put it out of Google Play and available to everyone on that website is because I'm living a big change in my life at the moment. I'm actually moving countries tomorrow. So I've been super busy, and I'm starting a new job as well, which is going to take a lot of my time. So that's also one of the reasons I do what I do, is because Falcon Pro is going to get a bit less attention from me in the coming months. But, well, I think it's pretty usable right now. But as I said, I use it every day. So if something doesn't work or I'm not satisfied with something, I'm going to fix it. And once it's fixed, then if it's really better than what's currently available, I just can't help but share it with the users. So it will be on the website and you'll get some updates.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much again. Thank you for spending time with us this morning and for telling us the Falcon Pro story.
Yes, thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.